Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. The quarterback I'm falling in love with.
And the time Ken almost passed away in Millersburg, Ohio.
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Nah, I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
Brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. This one won't be a long one. Everybody feels like hell. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody involved. I apologize to you, Tone. I apologize to your family. I didn't mean to do it.
I was just, when I did that to start the show, I was just trying to poke.
I felt terrible. I'm like, man.
Trying to poke and prod.
Well, because my thought was, because it's over at the TV station, everybody's out. I mean, everybody has the flu. I mean, they might have to call Tim Taylor back to come anchor the news. I mean, it's bad. And I thought, I go, man, nobody else is sick other than me at the radio station? No, everybody's sick at the radio station. Keith sounded weird. I had not spoken to Keith. Keith sounded weird. You, Mitch, Owen, everybody. I'm like, damn it. I'll tell you this, though.
I wasn't throwing up. You threw up.
Oh, yeah. I threw up big time. Boy, I never had a driver, and I like this driver. They're working on things in the studio, so I'm like messing with this driver. I'm like, man, I like this
a lot. Yeah, it might sound a little different to people listening. I'm listening right now, and there it's about a half-second delay between you guys who are sitting 5 feet away from me and what's in my headphones, and it's messing me up.
Anywho, all right, so we got to go. I'll be quick. First thing, I've never received a flu shot in my life. I've never been anti-flu shot. It just, I don't know, it never happened. I'm getting the flu shot from now on. That was a terrible Friday.
I've gotten like two in my life.
That was a terrible, you didn't get one recently?
No.
I'm telling you right now, after what I dealt with on Friday, you got to get one. You got to get one. It was that bad. It was that bad of a day. And then Saturday was a, and then Sunday I woke up. I felt worse Sunday morning than I did Saturday morning. And then I had a little bit, and I got better as the night went on. And then yesterday I was like, I felt I was good to go, but my voice is messed up. There's a quarterback I'm in love with, and I'm falling in love with him. And I can't help it. I can't fight this feeling
anymore. Kyle McCord's fun. He gets rid of the ball fast.
No.
Makes decisions, quick decisions, cannon arm.
It's who replaced Kyle McCord at Ohio State. I'm falling in love with Will Howard. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to do this. I'm supposed to go against it.
There's nothing wrong with falling in love.
I'm supposed to tell the guys.
I don't understand. What's wrong with it?
I don't know, man. I just feel I'm supposed to be telling people who are Ohio State fans, like, you guys are a bunch of homers. You don't know anything about them. I'm like, man, something about him tells me he can be a special QB. Not that I'm going to run up to the podium and take him number one, number two. Not that. But there's something about him where I'm like, man, I want to see what this kid's about. What is it, Anthony? Why am I like that?
Well,
I've just seen 6'4", 235, big body. He can bend. He can move. What is it?
I could tell you it's that. What about he's mobile? He's 6'5". His accuracy went up like 10 notches this year. Now helps to be playing with Ohio State and Jeremiah Smith and Igbuka, and there's some talented players there, but still, he had to do it, and he showed improvement from what he was. You know, the stuff I saw on tape this year, I was not that enamored when they picked him up. I'm like, are we sure he's better than McCord? And then after the Michigan game, I'm like, are we sure he's better than McCord? But then he went on a playoff run. Now, here's the one concern, obviously.
The Michigan game, I thought he had a concussion.
Yeah.
I really did.
He got lit up?
Yeah.
He got lit up. Here's the one caveat to this. The Cardale Jones run. So, Cardale Jones, how tall is Cardale?
6'5".
Yeah, I mean, he looked the part too, right? Now, you had just seen so little of him And obviously he ends up going back, and then the next year was kind of a disaster. And you're like, oh, can he really process the way you need to? Playing quarterback isn't just looking like that and having some mobility. Because, you know, this year you'd argue Will Howard kind of suppressed a lot of that mobility, almost like they were saving it for when they needed it. But then they played Michigan and he didn't use it. And you're like, well, then what was the point of saving it all year? Oh, I saw it. Okay, against Tennessee, against Oregon, Texas, obviously, some of the big plays, and then in this national championship game. So having that proximity to him, and really the question for him has always been arm strength. But then you saw in 3rd and 11 when he needed to throw that pass to Jeremiah Smith. I know Keith's like, well, he's, that should have been an easy touchdown, and he ends up getting tackled, you know, short of the goal line. But you see, like, these are the how we pick and prod for guys that we, you know, think can be franchise quarterbacks. You have to overanalyze every throw. So people are starting to fall in love with him, though. You're not alone. What, I mean, when Todd McShay did, Todd McShay was not into him all year.
What did you guys ask Dane about him on Friday?
I was not in. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, that's right.
Will Howard?
Yeah. What did you guys ask about Will Howard?
Yeah. Trying to remember now.
I have to go back and listen to that. I was throwing up.
Yeah, let's do that for tomorrow. I mean, hear a lot of analysts.
I mean, I just can't help it. I'm just infatuated. I'm like, what can he do?
Well,
and I'm not going to go up and give the card at number two.
Everything I just said is, you know, there are things that are important there. I think the main thing is, I think what you remember is going to be the way that in these playoff games, taking his guys aside on the sidelines, pumping them up.
He's a cocksman.
Getting the fans involved.
Yeah.
He looked like a guy you would love to have on your team and hate if he was on the other team.
Ryan Day even made the comment that they went back into the huddle this year because of what he does in the huddle. Because of the way that he gets the team to calm back down and
Now I'm getting it. Now I'm starting to feel that way. Now I'm starting to feel that way about Will Howard. Damn it. Don't do this to me.
I know.
Don't make me out to be an idiot. But this is the byproduct of us not knowing as much about quarterbacks. Excuse me. This is the byproduct of us seeing different QBs and not having the same prototypical QB that we've had for years and years and years. That it's as more of a crapshoot than it's ever been. This is that byproduct of it. Did you feel like I crossed a line yesterday or earlier today when I kind of went after our fellow media brethren? Because I'm like, I have a kid. I coach football on Saturdays for 5 hours. I had to coach two football teams. I found a way to watch the tape. Owen coaches football. Owen found a way to watch the tape. You do games. You found a way to watch the tape. Why are there certain media members not watching the tape? What makes you so busy on a Saturday you won't watch the tape?
So, you think people are, knowing that the Browns need a quarterback, you'd think everybody would be watching whatever they can.
At the beginning of the year, because it's like, well, Watson. Halfway through the year, it's like, guys, it's October. There's still a college football season left. There's still 2 months left in the season, at least, you know, a month and a half. You got to turn the tape on. You got to watch Saturdays. Like, I knew that then. Why weren't people watching?
Whatever fans week Miami-Louisville was the week that I was like, oh. I need to pay attention, and he put on a show then.
Exactly. I don't know why, like a fan in Brunswick, totally get you not watching the tape or just watching Ohio State. Got it. But why is so-and-so who works here not watching the tape? Why is so-and-so who writes not breaking? Guys who blog, they all claim to watch the tape. But we know some of them don't. Why aren't you doing it? How on earth
is it because
did you make it through this Brown season?
Is it because they think it's a crapshoot?
Maybe.
And they're like, what's the point?
But then we end up saying silly stuff. And, you know, everybody has a brain fart. Everybody says some silly things. But when I'm seeing some of the stuff that I'm seeing on the internet about some of the people that we work with or contemporaries with or whatever in this business that have said these things, I'm going, man, you didn't watch any college football, did you?
How on earth did you not scout any of them? Totally independent thinkers are there when it comes to this stuff? And the reason I bring that up is
nobody.
People will bring up.
You always have somebody you trust.
Well, people will bring up Lima. You wanted Josh Rosen. Okay.
Dr. Rosen.
Yes, I wanted Josh Rosen. I heard people talking about Josh Rosen, and I gravitated towards those people that talked about him.
Yeah.
There were people that liked other guys. And, you know, this is always how this works. You know, you have enough people that have a microphone now. The people that actually do this for a living, yes, there were people that do this for a living who have probably made a lot of money doing this and who have worked at NFL front offices say, Josh Rosen has it. He's going to be really good. So it shows you that There are just as many misses, maybe even more, because you've added mobility to it. So the league is such that we are open-minded on a lot more types of players. The profiles have changed on who we're going to be open-minded about.
Yeah.
And also, the fact that mobility is such a big part of it, guys can come in and play well that probably had no business playing well in the NFL right away.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I hate to say it, his family has listened to the show and has been on the show. Mitch Trubisky won 12 games as a rookie.
Yeah,
he came in and they had a nice offense that worked for him and his limitations. Eventually, you have to get over those limitations. They can't coddle you forever. Defenses change. But there are any number of guys that could come in now and play well instantly in the NFL. Doesn't mean that they're going to be God's gift or anything like that, but it does happen.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, I'm feeling that way towards Will Howard. I'm surprised. I kind of want people to tell me I'm an idiot. And then us move on, because it's been a week since the national championship, and I'm like, okay, has anything changed, or do people still feel that way about Will Howard? Can I tell you the story about how I nearly died in Millersburg? What got brought up about Millersburg and why I thought of that?
I had to go to Millersburg for a tournament this weekend.
You had to go to Millersburg for a tournament. This is when I used to work at a horse farm, and I've never told you this. This is great. So I used to work at a horse farm. A guy named Tad, whose parents ran a horse farm. His dad was a horse announcer, calls horse races, and track announcer. And I started working on their horse farm. You know, just, you know, it is fun. It's hot. It was done in the summer. It was a good time.
Did you ever worry about getting kicked?
No. Never. It never did. But if you've ever seen the horse use the bathroom, it's one of the most disgusting sights you'll ever see in your life.
I've been to a parade, so yes.
I worked on this horse farm with my buddy Kyle, because my buddy Kyle lived with my buddy Tad. And I worked there, and we had to go to Millersburg and get this. We had to get a load of sawdust. And we drive to Millersburg, and we're like on this. I remember it was called the Farm on the Hill or something like that. It was weird. And we go there, and there's Amish guys, and they're running heavy machinery, which is like the whole thing about Amish people. Like, well, but they always say if they're using it for work, they can do any of it. So a cell phone, yeah, they can use a cell phone for work. They can use that for work. They can drive any piece of machinery you need them to drive. As long as it's for work, they'll do it.
It counts, yeah.
That's fine. It counts. Because we used to bring in Amish guys at the stone plant I worked at back in the day. So we're picking up this load. We got two trucks, right? Two of these old farm trucks. We got these two F-150s. And the front end loader comes in, dumps the first load. They're getting ready to go down the road, but they're waiting on us, right? We're going to go together. They're putting tarp on. They get tarp on. So we pull up underneath. And we shouldn't have been in the truck. We stayed in the truck. And I said to my buddy Kyle, I don't know why I did. I said, boy, wouldn't it be nuts if that guy didn't have that bucket locked? And he just looked at me like I just said a dumb thing. Like, okay. Like, that's all he said. My buddy Kyle's driving the truck. Okay? I'm sitting shotgun. And I mean, no sooner than I said that, 5 seconds later, boom! And I go from sitting in the seat. I remember my head hit the roof of the cab. This is a single cab. This old single cab Ford. My head hits the roof. I bit my tongue. I come back down and we're going, what the hell? There's glass on my shoulders. And I look and there is over our head, like in between us, is the one edge of the bucket. The bucket fell off.
Oh, God.
Fell off the arm. Into the back of the truck. Totaled the truck. Because you don't understand how heavy these buckets are.
I do understand how heavy they are.
Some people don't. You do.
that you're sitting here right
now. Oh, it's unbelievable. It's a million to one shot. If there's nine lives, I got six of them left. Because I looked in the rearview mirror, and there is, like, the bed of the truck is at an angle. And we get out of the truck, and I'll never forget this Amish guy. He's just looking at us going, and we're looking at him, staring at him, and he goes, I had it locked on the last load. And I remember I was too shocked to get mad. My buddy Kyle was pissed. Tad was pissed. Tad's dad was not thrilled about it. He was an even keel fella. He was pretty mild mannered, but even he was like, dude, you almost killed these guys in the back of this truck.
Yeah, that was it.
You almost killed them. And like, you don't think about these things when you're 17 years old. And I mean, it was Kyle's here, I'm here. The thing is right in between us. Like, it's over. It happened at just the angle where it could hit the bed, hit the glass. I had no... the only thing I did, I cut my tongue because I bit my tongue. That was it. Everything else was fine. They were like, dude, you almost died. They're like, if that thing would have hit you at all, he goes, they would have killed you. I was like, are you serious? He goes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Same thing with him. And I'm like, unbelievable. Truck was totaled. Couldn't get it out of there.
Then it's a great story you laugh about.
They're like, the truck. Oh, yeah. I was like, boy, can you get a new bed? Like, no. Springs are dead on this thing. No. I go, this is a whatever 1,000-pound iron bucket. It's it. Like, that's it for this truck. It was an old ass F-150. It was a good truck, too. It was a good truck. It was a shame what happened to it. Yeah, it was the time I almost died in Millersburg.
Okay, you have three boys.
Yeah.
You know, boys are more mischievous and are more risk. They're more
less risk adverse.
Like, they are gonna
reverse.
Are gonna do some things. They're gonna do some stupid things. You've probably already seen them do some stupid things. That is the one thing about having kids that now I'm like, oh my God, all the times that I was like with my buddies afterwards going, oh my God, we got away with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now my kids are gonna be doing that. Like, do you think about that with your boys and how terrifying that is, that the stupid risks you take, they're going to take them, and maybe they might take even stupider risks.
Oh, my God. Well, there's times where you just think about life. We were going down Jackson Avenue. Same buddy, Kyle, driving. He had this Ford Bronco. No, Explorer. He had a Ford Explorer. And we're going down Jackson Avenue. We're not even assing off. And this woman... We're going northbound on Jackson Avenue. This woman goes to pull out. She doesn't see us. She goes to pull out, and she immediately knows what she's done. Kyle hits the horn, and she, like, turns and covers her head like she's bracing for impact. Kyle goes into the other lane, and there is a big-ass UPS truck coming right in the other lane, and he went up in the other yard. And, I mean, missed my door that much. And we just stared at the woman, and we stared at each other, and then we stared at the woman. We all just sat there going, "Oh my God, lady, you almost killed us! You almost, like, it came that close." These are two separate incidents with my buddy Kyle, two separate. And I think about that type of stuff because I'm going, "You put all this effort into it. My dad's only child. All that effort, like that. Boom, done.
Yes,
done. It's so fragile." Hug your loved ones, especially if you're going to get sawdust in Millersburg, Ohio.